What is going on, everyone? And good morning. Merry Christmas, some might say. Today is the day. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. New football year. New season. The day we all been waiting for. Today is Friday, September 6th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And as I record this, I sit in Sao Paulo. I have been to the stadium the Eagles are practicing in. I have seen the setup, and let me tell you, Eagles football begins tonight. I don't have to tell you what's on the schedule. I don't even have to break it down for you. You've known this for months. You've known it since the second it came out. Eagles Packers tonight, 8:15, 9:15 local time here in Sao Paulo. And let me tell you guys, I need this. Your boy had a bad day on Thursday. It was one of those days where I could do nothing right at all. Mistake after mistake, dumb mistake. I had to go downstairs even and ask the people how to do the Wi-Fi. I've never felt more old and embarrassed in my life. And it was just one of those days. So I am happy today is Friday, TGIF to say the least. And it is Eagles football day. It is the day we've all been waiting for. So let's get into it. I'll update you guys from what happened at the Eagles' first day in Sao Paulo, as well as some new injury news, which I want to start with, some interesting audio from Nick Sirianni. And then I got a Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love breakdown for you after we always hear from our sponsors. So let's start with the injury news. So Isaiah Rodgers ruled out with a hand injury, will not play on Friday night. Now, he did travel to Brazil. He was there. And what's interesting about that is Devin White did not travel. Devin White was ruled out before he got on the plane. Isaiah Rodgers did travel. And, you know, you have to think they probably knew coming into this he wasn't going to be playing. I can't imagine on Wednesday morning they thought, yeah, there's a shot, and on Thursday morning they're like, nope, he's out, especially with the hand injury. That seems pretty much like you know what's going to happen there. But regardless, Isaiah Rodgers is out, and obviously this has an impact on the Eagles secondary. Isaiah Rodgers, I believe, was slated to be the starting corner when they were in a nickel defense. So there's really two ways to look at this Eagles cornerback position, and it's worth breaking down. Obviously, this is always the case with nickel versus base, but this year especially because of Quinyon Mitchell. So when I say the Eagles starting corners, the two starting corners are Darius Slay and Quinyon Mitchell. When there are two corners on the field, it is Darius Slay and Quinyon Mitchell. When they go to nickel, which is kind of like a starting defense, they're going to be playing base nickel defense probably 70, 75, 80% of the time, if not more some weeks, then that's when Isaiah Rodgers would have been out on the field. So the question is, what are they going to do and how are they going to do it? So in base, it will be Quinyon and Darius Slay. Those will be the two guys. When they go to nickel, what they would have done is put Isaiah Rodgers on the outside, Quinyon Mitchell at nickel, and Darius Slay stays in his spot. Now that Isaiah Rodgers is out, the Eagles have some options. They could just put Kelee Ringo in there. He practiced there all summer behind Isaiah Rodgers, had snaps last year. Perfectly acceptable outcome. Now, I didn't think Kelee was as good as Isaiah Rodgers in camp. And as we've talked about earlier in the week, it is a tough matchup with these Packers wide receivers. So Kelee going in there is a tough matchup. He'll have some, you know, Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs, Christian Watkins. Like they will go after Kelee Ringo. But if they do Kelee on the outside and Slay on the outside, then it'll be Quinyon Mitchell and nickel. What they could do is put Quinyon on the outside and Avante at nickel if they wanted to. Avante, a good nickel. Played a lot of safety in camp, so has not had a ton of reps there, but it is a potential option they could go with. So for at least one more week, or at least this game today, and we'll see what happens next Monday, no Isaiah Rodgers, so they have to figure out some things in the secondary, how they want to shift those things around, and obviously we'll get that answer really quickly because we'll see them warm up. I will be threading it. Follow me on Threads at Elliott Shore Parks. And very early in the game, we will see what their nickel defense looks like. Probably the first snap of the game, to be completely honest. So that is the Eagles injury news for today. Another small injury note. The Packers put out their final injury report. They had three questionable players: running back Emmanuel Wilson, running back Marshawn Lloyd, tight end Tucker Kraft, all listed as questionable. Nothing huge there. Tucker Kraft's a good player, but ultimately, if any of them are out, it's not a huge deal. So that's where the Packers are at. All right, let me break down Sao Paulo for you guys now that I'm here, because there's been so much talk about what Sao Paulo is going to be like, you know, blah, 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 blah. So the first thing I'll say is It is a massive city. I mean, it is humongous. Like, to get from one corner of the city to the far other corner, I legit think no traffic, hour and a half. And with traffic, I don't even know if I should call it traffic, because it's not even traffic. Like, traffic implies that there is a time where there is no traffic. It is just wall-to-wall cars every single place you go. So today we were at the Corinthians Stadium, and I got on the media bus from there to go to the media hotel. That alone took 2 hours, and it was, I think, 15 miles, maybe. It was something like that. So, you know, no traffic. And you're driving the car on the roads, maybe 30 minutes, 35 minutes. It took 2 hours to get to the media hotel. And then from there, I'd go to my hotel because I'm not staying there, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Regardless, the point I'm making is it is a large, crowded, busy city. Like, it is a massive, like, behemoth of a city. It does fit the bill of what kind of people have said. Like, there, from what I've seen of it so far, there are areas that are absolutely cool and beautiful, and, you know, the bars look awesome, and they have great shops, and all those things, like cool people walking around, all those things. But it is also true that, you know, as you drive from the stadium to the hotel, or, you know, even, you know, if you go this way instead of that way, like, there are also areas where, you know, it's like any city where all of a sudden it's not as great. So I just think, because of how big the city is, the areas where maybe, you know, like, that are not great are just larger than other cities. So overall, though, like, I'm gonna be here tomorrow, be here Saturday. I'm excited to explore it, see more of it. Right now, Rio probably still ahead of Sao Paulo for me, but we'll see after 2 days. So I could see why the Eagles are just going to stay in the hotel. Nick Sirianni talked about how they're going to use it as a bonding experience, you know, play cards. They got a ping pong table for the hotel. They got a PlayStation. I'm sure they have multiple PlayStations. So they're just going to spend tonight, Thursday night, obviously listening to us on a Friday, so last night, in the hotel. That's kind of the Sao Paulo thing. The stadium itself is interesting. First of all, it is way off the beaten path. Like, it is not, I don't even know if I would consider it downtown, to be completely honest, but it is technically part of downtown. It's an awesome stadium in a lot of ways. Like, there is so much, Corinthian logos, like, graffitied everywhere around it, old logos, new logos. Like, if it was the Eagles stadium, it'd be really cool to see that. Like, the old Eagles logo, the new Eagles logo, like, old word letter. Like, it was really, it has a definite, like, feel to it. The stadium itself, to me, feels small. Like, it is bigger than the Union Stadium, but it has a similar vibe. Like, the first row of that stadium, of that crowd, is going to be very, very close to the field. And while it does hold, I think it's 45,000 around there, it doesn't feel like it. I wasn't at the Eagles game in Los Angeles in 2017 where they played in that soccer stadium, but it's how I imagine that probably felt. So the stadium, to me, looks small. Super awesome facilities. Like, just walking around the locker room, I peeked in. You could see how awesome that looked, at least the home locker room. The press conference room was awesome. Nick was up there with, like, a digital screen. It was really cool. So Nick talked today. A lot of questions about... from Brazilian reporters here about, you know, what the comments from the players were and all those things. So I want to play two pieces of audio for you from Nick Sirianni. The first, I just thought this was funny. So Nick travels almost 5,000 miles. It's been 7 months since the season played. He sits up there. He's all excited. He actually looks like he's feeling under the weather and sits down. And this is the first question.
I think one thing that that is an advantage is that not no one really knows what we're going to do. So to answer that question would be a little bit of a competitive advantage that we have, and they have some too, because, you know, they don't have their defensive coordinator is new as well. But I'm really looking forward to the things that Kellen brings to this offense and to this football team. Kellen's a great coordinator. He's a great football mind. Just so excited to have him on this staff. Got to watch Kellen from afar, as far as in the division with the Dallas Cowboys, and he's as advertised. You know, it's been awesome to get with him and all the things that he's bringing to this football team.
I mean, Nick must have been like, you have to be kidding me. I go 5,000 miles. And the first question is about motion on offense. I mean, just like with everything that happened last year, I'm just, you know, Nick must have been laughing to himself about that. And of course, the answer is I'm not going to tell you, basically. But it was just, you know, Nick had to be. And I'm sure everyone in the Eagles was like, this, here we go with the motion again. The next question was about the fact that, you know, players on the Eagles such as Darius Slay, you know, A.J. Brown, Devontae to a lesser extent, have maybe voiced, I don't even know how to call it, displeasure, but, you know, they weren't ultra excited about coming to Brazil. Nick Sirianni was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
Well, I've tried to talk in English. So in previously of the game, some Eagles and Packers players have said some things about the lack of security in Brazil. I don't know about misinformation, of they don't have the knowledge of playing here in Brazil. I want to know if there was a briefing or a reunion with the Eagles to the players talking about protocols of security here in Brazil, and if is really a concern about the franchise Eagles about playing here. Thank you.
I think ever since we've gotten here, and it's just everything's been world class. The welcoming, the people at the hotel have been awesome. You know, the locker rooms. We know how passionate this country is on their sports, and we're so excited to be here and playing in front of you know, we like to think that Philadelphia is the best sports town in America, and you know, we know that Brazil is a great sports country, and we're just getting to know more and more. I think what we try to do is try to keep everything as the same as possible, whether we're playing. I think that's been the most to kind of clear that up, I guess, a little bit, is like, how we go about our business when we play in Philadelphia should be the same way we go about our business here. And so I think it's more about, there are unknowns as far as, you know, there's unknowns with any city you go to. And so it's just really, we're here to do it, to do our job at our best of our abilities and play a football game and win a football game. And that's our only mission. That's our only goal. Excuse me. I'm a little, I got a little cough. So, but that's our only goal. And that's what we're here for, is to keep things as normal as possible. But like I said, everything since we've gotten here and has just been first class, and we're so appreciative to this country, and look forward to playing in front of the fans tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I expected Nick to say, and I think it's true. Like, Nick also went on a long kind of soliloquy later in the practice where he talked about how cool it is that everyone starts playing football under Friday Night Lights, and here they are again playing under Friday Night Lights, and talked about his son playing, and like, it was cool. You could tell Nick is very excited about it. And I understand from the player's perspective, like, they're creatures of habit. It's the first game. They don't want to travel. It's a long flight, like I said. I mean, it is a long flight. And I will say, the walkthrough that I saw, I don't want to say it was lethargic, but you can maybe tell that they had just taken a 10-hour flight the day before. But I think that ultimately it'll be a really, really cool atmosphere on Friday night. Like I said, a smaller stadium, which will make it really loud and it'll feel really close. But yeah, it's going to be cool. Under the lights, Eagles, Packers, we're here. We are here. Even after the day I had Thursday, man, I need some football in my life. So that is all I have for you before the break, I believe. Yeah, we got the injury report, the Nick. All right. Let's get into it. After the break, a thought for you on Jordan Love versus Jalen Hurts. Okay, so we are here. We've broken down all the matchups, offensive line, defensive line, secondary, receivers. It's time for the quarterbacks. It's time for the most important players on the field. And this is hard to compare because they're not going against each other. Like, Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts are not going to be on the field at the same time. It's not about talking. You know, we're not talking about Jair Alexander covering A.J. Brown. Like, it's different. But when I look at Jordan Love and Jalen Hurts, there's really kind of something that stands out to me that I think epitomizes to an extent how Jalen's viewed around the league. I think if you asked 32 GMs, or even if you asked 1,000 casual NFL fans, they would probably say that they would take Jordan Love over Jalen Hurts because of how Jordan Love ended last year, because of how Jalen Hurts ended last year, because Jordan Love was a first-round pick, because Jalen was a second-round pick. I think that that Jordan Love would be ranked higher than Jalen on a lot of lists. Not much higher, but higher. And if I'm Jalen Hurts and I'm taking that field Friday night, that has to be motivating for me. Think about what Jalen Hurts has accomplished compared to Jordan Love. Jalen Hurts was a number one recruit out of the best state in the country for football out of Texas. He then went to Alabama and won a national title. He then went to Oklahoma and almost won the Heisman. He then took an Eagles team that the year before won like four games, took them to the playoffs year one, took them to the Super Bowl year two, and although it was ugly, took them to the playoffs in year three. He almost won MVP before. He's almost won the Super Bowl. He has a franchise contract that proves where his status is in the league. Jordan Love has done none of those things. Jordan Love has gone to the playoffs once. He has really only played 1 year. He was a backup for a lot of years. He was not an outstanding college player at an outstanding school. He doesn't have Jalen's resume. But I think because of the draft pedigree and all those things, that if you look at it, people view Jalen, they view Jordan Love better than Jalen. And if I'm Jalen, that's incredibly motivating for me. I think you have to go into that game on Friday night and feel like the entire league is looking at the guy across from me is better than me, despite the fact I've accomplished more in every step of my football career than he is. When I look at the two of them, does Jordan Love have a better arm? I think so. When I watch the two play, I think the ball pops out of his hand the way it doesn't out of Jalen's. But Jordan Love turned the ball over last year. He had a lot of interceptions. I think he had 15 total turnovers. They had similar total yards. They had similar touchdowns. The Packers got hot at the end of the year, and the Eagles didn't, and that matters. But going into this game, it's going to be billed as two of the top quarterbacks in the NFC. And I think Jordan Love is in that discussion for sure. But it's not going to be billed how it should be or how it should play out. Jalen should outplay Jordan Love on Friday night. I know his offensive line isn't as good. Like, we've talked about the matchups. But he has great weapons. And he has been in the league longer, or at least played way more, than Jordan Love has. So I believe Jalen should view Friday night as a chance to show the world, literally the world, all of South America, that he belongs ahead of Jordan Love. And I think that should be motivating for him. And I, for one, am very excited to see how it plays out. So that is enough talking from me. As they say, it is time for some football. Can't wait to talk to you guys after the game. There will be a post-game pod. We will have the daily pod for you tomorrow morning. We will have Go Birds on Saturday. I won't be there for that because I'll be traveling back from Brazil. And then once I get back from Brazil, we will really break this thing down, me and James, and it'll be a fun week ahead, hopefully for you guys celebrating a win. You guys have seen too many losses over the last, eight Eagles football games to endure one tomorrow. So thank you guys, everybody, for listening. I very, very much appreciate it. I will be threading all game, so if you don't see me tweeting, I am on Threads. And as they say, for the final time before we see Eagles football, he's Elliot, I'm James. I'll talk to you guys later.